You are known by the company you keep. You are known by the company you keep. Now, there are two types of company that you can keep. You can keep the company within yourself, and you can keep the company on the outer of people that you know and people that you care about and people that you pay attention to. Now, you are known by the company you keep. People who are working constantly on their meditative self, on their intuitive self, on their inner self, are known for being meditative. They're known for being people who care about the divine within them. They're known for being people who are gentle, loving, and kind. And people who care about the people in the outer, the type of friends that they have, the type of neighbors, and the type of people who live in their world, they too are known by the company they keep. They too are known by the people that they associate with. Now, who do they associate with? Who do they associate with? Do they associate with people who are like themselves, that are happy and joyful and peaceful? Or do they associate with people who are always up to being tricksters? Always up to being something that is, creative and dynamic and wonderful. You read the books of murder mysteries. You read the books of adventure. You read the books of excitement. You read the books of enthusiasm and theos and God. You read the books of the life stories of people who are doing grand and glorious things. And as you read of the people who do grand and glorious things, you think, they had problems too. They had circumstances too that didn't let them be as wonderful as they would have liked to have been. And they overcame them. Oh yes, they were marvelous in overcoming them. They were marvelous in doing these things. Now, let's go back to the little child again. The little child plays in his playground. And I'm talking about the very little children, And as they play, they enjoy themselves. They are a reflection of their parents, but not yet. When they are 1 and 2 years old, they're still a reflection of themselves. And as a reflection of themselves, they create about them loving, harmonious people. They don't even see people who are troublemakers. They don't even see people who are not kind and loving, who are not wonderful to their neighbor and to their friend. They don't even see them. They might be sitting right next to them in the play box, in the sandbox, but they don't even see them. And they don't see them because that's not their real nature. Their real nature is to be unconditionally loving of themselves and of everyone in their world. Now, you're known by the company you keep. Now, little children are known by the company they keep too, but really, they keep company with themselves. They are playing their own games. They are driving their trucks up their sand mountains, and they're doing all sorts of wonderful things by themselves. It has nothing to do with the people who they're with. They may share their toys. They may share with someone else's toys. They may do things that are fun. They may do things that are involving another person. But basically, they are living alone in their consciousness, enjoying themselves and being all the wonderful things that they can be, being themselves and having fun. Now, you're known by the company you keep. Now, that company is both internal and external. That company is both meditative and qualitative. That company is both something that you know about and something that you're not quite sure about. Can you be careful of the company you keep? Now, think about this. The little child is playing by himself and he's having a great time. He doesn't even know if there's anything else going on in the world about him. He is just having a great time. You, as you're spending your time alone, which is 90% of your time or better, you spending that time alone, who are you spending that time with? Are you spending that time with your meditative self, with your divine self? Are you spending that time with the wonderful being that you are, the lovely person who looks at everybody in the world and loves them unconditionally, who looks at everybody in the world and sees them doing beautiful things. One mother said to her son, "I don't want you to play with that boy. He's not a nice boy." And the son said, "But Mom, when I play with him, he's a nice boy. When he plays with me, he's a nice boy. In my company, he's a nice boy." Well, now, what should the mother say? "No, he's not. He does these things." No, in the company of your son, that boy is a nice boy. In the company of your son, in his company, all people are wonderful and good and loving and caring. All people are doing things that are saying, "This is a great world. This is a peaceful world. This is a happy world. This is a magnificent world." Oh, yes. These are things that we can say and we do say. These are things that we can know and we do know. Should we return to our original purity and integrity? Should we return to our original purity and integrity, which is what we are and what we can do easily, very easily? We can easily return to our original purity and integrity by just simply saying, "I like me." Because in our original purity and integrity, "I like me" was our reality. In our original purity and integrity, we said all things about ourselves that were good and very good. We said all things about ourselves that were fantastic. We said all things about ourselves that were magnificent. We said all things about ourselves that made us feel very good. We said all things about ourselves that were, oh, so marvelous, oh, so wonderful, oh, so beautiful. And because that's what we did, they were for us that way. They were, in our life, magnificent. They were the company that we were keeping. Those thoughts were the company we were keeping. Our original purity and integrity. How long has it been since you thought about your original purity and integrity? How long has it been since you gave just a moment of thought to the being that you really are? How long has it been?
Far too long, you can be sure of that.
Far too long. And the reason it's far too long is just one simple thing. The reason it's far too long is that you haven't paid attention to it. You haven't paid attention to saying, "I like me," and know that that's your original purity and integrity. You haven't paid attention to the idea that you are a beautiful person, that you are glorious. Hey, I'm playing with myself. I'm enjoying myself. Too many times we have a negative aspect about playing with yourself, about doing things. Too many times we have the improper attitude about these things. What are we doing when we have those improper attitudes? What are we doing when we have these thoughts that are going through our mind and saying these things are not very comfortable, these things are not very enjoyable, these things are not very real, what we really want? And too many times we're saying that. And what happens when we say that? When we say that, what we're doing is we are causing ourselves to be very unhappy. We're causing ourselves to be very on the wrong road, on the wrong path. You're known by the company you keep. So what sort of ideas do you keep in your mind? What sort of ideas do you keep in your heart? What sort of thinking do you keep in your world? What sort of being are you? What sort of magical being are you? What sort of wise, wonderful being are you? Think about it. That magical, wonderful, wise being that you are is very special. That magical, wise, wonderful being that you are is something beyond imagination, is something so grand, so perfect, so beautiful, that it's only that way. It's only who and what you are. It's only where and why you're going. It's only what's going on in your world. And yes, that's what it is. It's what's going on in your world. Now, what's going on in your world? What's going on in your everyday experience? What's going on every moment of your life? Are you living with happy thoughts? Are you living with the idea that you are a beautiful being? Are you living with the idea that all is in divine order in your world? As the company you keep in your mind is the company you keep in your outer world, is the company you keep in your inner world. What sort of things do you think about? What sort of dreams do you have? That's who you are. You are known by the company you keep. And I surround myself with beautiful people who have beautiful ideas in their mind, who have beautiful dreams and goals for themselves, who live a life filled with peace and magic and wonder. That's the kind of world I live in. That's the kind of company I keep. And that's where I'm at. Join me in this wonderful company that I keep, and know that you are paramount in that company because you meditate with me on all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is pure, and all that is divine. Thank you for being in my world. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for being the marvelous, unconditional love that you are every moment of my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.